This is your Commander-in-Chief. I'm issuing a warning. The following podcast contains adult content and intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. Marina Shafir is with us. She's in the bathroom right now. She's going to come out in a second. We got Aljamain Sterling on the show, who is who's 10-0, and he's got a fight coming up against Manny Gamberian, which should be a good fight. You got a guy who's 10-0, who's hungry, trains over at Wyman Sarah, versus Manny, who's Marina's boy. I don't know. This might be. I don't know how much Marina's gonna. A little tension here and there. Those. It's a very tight knit family. The Marina Shafir, Ronda Rousey, the four horsewoman, Manny Gamberian clan. But yeah, that's cool. I like that. It's gonna be a fun show. I look forward to having Aljamain. He's a guy that you guys should know who he is. He had a good first two fights against Cody Gibson. The first fight was great. The second fight against Hugo Vienna, he got a stoppage. And he's like I said, like the guy we had, like some of these guys, I just like the kid we had last week, Kevin Lee. You know, these young prospects. I love talking to them before they break, because they're hungry, they're authentic, they're a little green at the same time. I mean, you're in the UFC. How green are you? So I'm looking forward to having this conversation. Aljamain, what's up? It's Adam Hunter and Marina Shafir. You're on the MMA Roasted podcast.
What's up?
Hello?
Not much, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Thanks for coming on the show. Sorry we're a little late, man. We just ran over. Joe Warren and Kevin Randleman, they wouldn't pick up the phone, so everything got moved a little forward. Sorry about that, but thanks for being patient. How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm doing all right. Just finished up with wrestling practice at my high school.
Yeah, man. I was reading about you. First of all, congratulations on your success. You're 10-0 in the UFC. You're killing it. 10-0. You got a fight coming up against Manny Gamberian in New Jersey. Are you excited about that or what?
Yeah, man. I'm definitely excited for that. I think it's a great fight for me stylistically. And Manny Gamberian is a great test just because of how many different weight classes he's fought in and had success at. And he's been around the sport for a long time, so a lot of people who know him, they're familiar with him. So hopefully I can steal some of that thunder.
Now, I mean, your last fight, you won by stoppage. You beat Hugo Vianna. That was awesome. Your first fight, you beat Cody Gibson. Now, Manny's going to be tough. I mean, Manny, he's known for his grappling and his judo. You being a blue belt, are you nervous about that? Are you going to try to keep it standing?
No, I just actually got my pro belt after that last fight. Matt Serra loved my full mount, so
nice.
He gave me the purple belt. And I'm not nervous about that at all, to be honest. I mean, he's a black belt probably in judo, and I think if there was a belt system for wrestling, I got a black belt in wrestling. So that with my jiu-jitsu, my fung jiu-jitsu, and just my unorthodox striking on the feet, I think should be more than enough to take care of him.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. Now you started fighting over at the Bomb Squad. John Jones was your one of your first training partners.
Yeah.
I mean, what was that like? So, I mean, John got you into the sport?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I knew him from Mooresville, and then he transferred, and well, he actually dropped out to go take care of his potential baby that was on the way, and I transferred schools to Cortland, and next, you know, this is when MySpace was still popular, and I saw him on MySpace, a couple of pictures of him training and doing some stuff and some fighting in the cage. I was like, oh, man, that looks crazy. I want to do that. I saw that on TV a couple of times. I didn't really know anything about it. And he told me came down, and I've been training ever since.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, are you and Jones so close?
I mean, we're not really – I wouldn't call it close, but I still talk to the guy once in the blue. So
nice.
He's definitely a big reason of why I started.
That's awesome. Now, I mean, what do you think as far as like his current situation with Jones and the cocaine? You think it's just like a case of a young guy with just like all this stuff, like too much
caught
pressure, caught up with all these yes men, and it's hard to have that, you know, and he's a guy who likes to party? Or, I mean, what's your take on it?
Yeah, I mean, some people like to, some people are in love with the cocoa, so I can't really, fault the guy, you know? I mean, to each his own. Everyone's got their own thing that they like to do outside of training. I don't know if that's a normal thing that he does on a regular basis or if it was just a one-time thing. He just ended up getting caught up with it at the moment. So,
right.
I mean, it sucks just because, you know, there's a lot of pressure on fighters, on athletes in general, and celebrities in general, just because the limelight's usually always on us. And with that being said, sometimes you get those offers from other celebrities. I think Anthony Pettis said it best. He's like, sometimes you see other people doing it that are famous and they don't look like they do it, and they still maintain themselves and do the things that they're supposed to do and take care of their lives and their careers. So I can't really say it's a bad thing. I mean, like I said, to each his own. If that's what he does, I mean, he still whoops ass. So
yeah, that's true.
To me, it's whatever.
Yeah, I mean, when I met him, he seemed like a really, really nice guy. And, you know, I think it's just, you know, he gets a bad rap with the eye poking and some of the other, you know, Instagram antics. But, you know, this guy's only 27 years old. People are going to make mistakes. Now, as far as your career goes, man, you're training over with Matt Serra, Chris Weidman. What's that like?
It's awesome, man. I think with Serra, it goes hand in hand with my fight style. Before I moved back home to Long Island, he just skyrocketed my jiu-jitsu game from where it was. Before, I was kind of just a wrestler, just scrambling around, and now I can kind of hold position and kind of advance on with proper technique. And I think that's really helped bring my game a long ways. And I'm just excited to show what I can do in this next fight. Been working a lot on my stand-up, especially with my hands. I do it a lot. I just tend to not have to do it in fights because I just never end up having to box with guys. So maybe for this next fight, I think my last fight, I show a lot of my head kicks, a lot of kicks in general. Now I get to show, maybe I get to show some of my hands in this fight and hopefully get another TKO.
Yeah, I mean, you got the sky's the limit. Now, as far as, now what happened recently? Did you go to China and get detained or something?
No. We went to Australia.
What happened?
And I got to Australia, and as soon as I got off the plane,
You're supposed to fight. You're supposed to fight in Australia, right?
Yeah, I was supposed to. Al was a co-main event. He fought Ross Pearson, had a great fight. And right when I got off the plane, I got a call from my manager, and he told me that the fight was canceled. The second replacement that they got for me, they ended up rescinding his offer due to some, some of his shenanigans on YouTube. So they ended up taking back the offer, and I was left without a partner to dance with. So I kind of just ended up getting a free trip and got to have some fun.
So you went all the way to Australia thinking you're going to fight, get off the plane, and you're like, okay, fight's over. There's no fight. Now, at that point, are you just banging Australian bitches or what?
Nah. Nah, my girlfriend was going to whip that ass. So.
Oh, you're
in on that, like, you at that's like that's what coming from, like coming onto the show and being on the show for as long as I have, I swear to God.
Well, I thought this was her for a second. I was like, wait.
No, like since I've been on the show, seriously, any opportunity where Adam gets to ask if a fighter has railed a whole bunch of women, like, after a fight, like, does it just go crazy? Like,
he's a black guy in Australia.
There's a lot of black men in Australia.
There's, like, three, okay?
No, there aren't.
Probably like five.
Okay, this is coming from a black guy. The guy.
You're not counting all the tourists. All right. Okay, not fair.
The guy goes all the way to Australia to fight. He gets off a plane. He wants to fight. He's got all kinds of energy. He can now eat. He's probably like, you know what? I'm here. I might as well.
What? Eat women?
Yeah. I might as well just fucking bang some fucking kangaroo bitches. Right?
Oh my God. Please don't tell me you're fucking the kangaroo bitches over there.
No, there's some hot Australian chicks over there.
Okay.
Right? All right. So, okay. So
there are. Yeah, there are.
So, all right. So, yeah. Wait. How long have you had this girlfriend for?
About 3.5 years.
Oh, nice. You're getting serious. Now, I've been reading some stuff about you. You said you've been working a lot during this camp. You're trying to pay the bills to contribute to your supersized family. You have a supersized family?
Yeah, family of 20, man. It's crazy.
What?
Wait, you have 20? Wait, your parents have 18 kids?
My mother has 10, and my dad has 20 in total.
20? Wow. That's 20 kids.
It might be 19. I'm not even sure. It might be 19 or 20, but I'm pretty sure it's 20.
Are you part of the Duggar family? I don't understand. How is there? what is it? Will Chamberlain? Your dad has 20 kids?
Yeah, it's crazy. I know.
Okay,
like
so
a circus at the house.
Oh, so you have 18 brothers and sisters. Your mom. How many times has your dad been married?
Twice.
He's been twice. And now does he have, what, 10 and 10? Is it like two basketball teams on each team? Or exactly how?
Whenever you want me to just slap him, just let me know.
Wait, you're not curious about this?
I am, but I'm not going to be rude to ask. Like, that's...
It's a fucking interview. What are you supposed to not ask questions?
I know, but this is personal. This has nothing to do with fighting.
How is it personal?
This has nothing to do with fighting.
He happens to have 20 fucking kids in the family. I don't know. How is that personal?
No, you're asking, how many times is your father married? Oh, okay. Is that like 10 and 10?
Oh, that's such a personal question.
It is. It has nothing to do with fighting.
It's public knowledge. All right, listen. So, Altamont. So, all right. So, so your parents have how many? Your parents have 20 kids. Now, they all live in the same house. Please explain this situation.
No, we're pretty separated. I wouldn't say the most that we had at one time was 13, 12 or 13 living in the house at one time.
Wow.
That's about it.
Wow. Now,
still a lot.
And you grew up in Ithaca, right?
No, I grew up in Long Island, Uniondale.
Oh, Uniondale. That's a tough area. I grew up in Oceanside. So.
Yeah.
So that's right there. Remember, Uniondale was like, that was the black football team that beat us every year. Now, yeah. Uniondale was no, Uniondale, Freeport. Those are some tough areas. Those are some good. Okay, so you grew up in Uniondale. Okay, so you got 20 brothers and sisters. Are you close to all of them? Do you ever like lose any of them? Like, do you ever like... Not like they die or just they just get lost. I mean, there's a lot of kids to take care of. No,
like fall through the cracks. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, a couple of them they fell through the vortex. No, but
like, do you put bells on them? That's what he wants to know. Are there a lot of bells in the house?
No, but I'm gonna say
keep track of all the kids.
You never know. I mean, that's a lot of kids. Do you guys, how big is the house? How many kids per room?
I mean, at this point. Right now, it's not as many. I think right now we have 10 people at the house, so it's not as many as it was before.
Yeah, no, it's a big cut down. Gotcha. Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, now it's so you're working to support those people? Like you have a other job?
I work to support myself and my little sisters since we have some things we're trying to take care of with the family. So I'm just trying to play my part as best as I can, and I mean that's about it. But I'm not definitely can't support everybody, and it's just nice to make a little extra cash on the side.
Nice. So, what kind of job do you have?
I work at the school back at my old high school. Substitute teach. Last year, I had a 0.1 position as a phys ed teacher, so I had like my own class and everything. But I told the AD I kind of want to just focus on my career, and I'll just sub when I can and coach. And I told him I definitely wanted to coach just so I could stay in the district and give back to the kids in the program that helped get me started.
Yeah, I was looking at like your work ethic, right? So you go to work, then you hit the gym on your break, you go for a run, you go back to work, you hit a circuit, then you run open mats at your high school, you eat, rest, then you do kickboxing, BJJ, drill, spar, drill, or hit another circuit. This is your day?
That's my day during fight camp, right? Like right now, it's a little bit easier. It's a little more laid back. If I don't have anything going on in the morning, if I don't have anybody to work out with, I just go work. Or if I have errands to go run, I go run my errands and then go over to practice at the high school. I run practice, and then I head back over to the gym. Like today's a BJJ night, so yeah. We have practice at Massaro's gym tonight, and that's at 6. So I'm finishing up at the high school, then I'm going to head over there, and tomorrow's kickboxing night. So I might work tomorrow. Or I might work out during the day. So it'll depend.
Nice. Well, man, look, you are a very positive role model, man. The fact that you're working to take care of your sisters is awesome, dude. I respect that so much, man.
Thank you.
And I look up to a guy like you. So I think you're doing really great, man. That's really great. Really good work.
I was going to say something, but I decided not to say it.
Say it. Come on, say it.
Nah, it probably get me in trouble.
No, say it. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Say it.
Nah, it was going to be a John Jones reference, but I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, Aljamain, it was a pleasure having you on the show, man.
Man, you're really cool.
Where can people find you?
You can find me in the hood, hanging out, you know, keeping my feet up. No, I'm joking. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at funkmaster_UFC, or you can follow my fan page on Facebook.
You can find you in the hood kicking your feet up. That's awesome. You're a funny dude. And by the way, give my best to Chris and Al and everyone at your fight camp, you know. So
awesome, no problem.
All right, well, take care, and thank you so much, Aljamain. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, you too.
Bye.
All right, bye.
All right. I like that guy.
Yeah, he's cool.
Well, are you upset because you're good friends with Manny and he's fighting Manny, so you can't be as
no, because like that's just, you know. As soon as he started talking about fighting, like I'll just get quiet. I don't, because I think that, you know, Manny's gonna fucking tear him up.
But. You think Manny's gonna tear him up?
Yeah,
but you have never seen this guy fight before.
Doesn't matter. Manny's my boy. I believe in him no matter what. Like, I want the best for him, and I want him
but
to
you've never
successful.
Seen him. Okay, so Manny versus Brock Lesnar.
Okay, this is where I'm going to be a little bit biased. Like, in this right. fight, like, I want Manny to win. I'm pulling for Manny.
It's a good fight, though.
Of course, wanting someone to win is amazing, but saying he's going to tear him up and not seeing the opponent is a little bit ignorant.
Well,
no?
Then I'm ignorant. Ignorant.
Yeah, I'm that.
Look, I like Manny Gambarian. Even though he kind of stood us up on the podcast after I trained with him, he said mm-hmm. he was going to come, whatever.
Manny's like that.
He said he had something to do that day, okay, and didn't reschedule. But Manny seems like, you know, Manny Gambarian's a legend. His last fight, it was not the greatest showing. He was getting tore up by Cody Gibson. And then he finally caught him with a guillotine and won. If he does that against this kid, it might not be that good. However, Manny finds a way to win, and he's been around for a long time. He's probably, I don't know if Aljamain is gonna show him anything he hasn't seen before. He's been in there with some legends, but at the same time, you got a kid who's 22, who's hungry, who's got 18 siblings. I mean, you see his work ethic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they say. You know, when you have the eye of the tiger, you got to, and he's undefeated. He's 10-0. He doesn't want to get that loss. So, you know, we'll see. It's going to be a good fight. And he's fighting at home, though. He's fighting in New Jersey. So he's from Long Island, which sometimes that pressure can get to you. Sometimes it can't. Look at you. Really?
I don't want to hear it.
What don't you want to hear?
I'm listening to it.
I don't know who's going to win the fight. I have no idea who's going to win that fight. It's going to be a good fight. I can't wait to see the fight.
Yeah, it's going to be a good fight.
So, all right. Well, listen. So, all right. This weekend, I will be at the Madhouse Comedy Club in San Diego, California. Marina, where are you going to be?
This weekend?
Yes.
I'm going to Bellator, and then Saturday, I'm going to U of MMA to watch one of my teammates fight, I think.
Oh, nice.
Is it U of MMA? It might not be.
Is it Saturday or Sunday?
It's on. No. The Bellator fight is on Friday, and then my friend Shohei, who I've been training with, has another amateur fight. But I forget what league. It's going to be at the Hollywood Park Casino.
Right. Now, people that are in Bellator, if they see you, are you going to take pictures with the fans and sign autographs?
Absolutely.
I'm not
a dick to my fans.
Is it something that you like doing, or is it you're like, do you,
yeah,
you
it's
roll
like
your eyes?
It's encouraging. It's encouraging. There are some fans who come up to you with like a packet of shit, and it's just kind of like, and there, you know, there's people waiting behind them that I've never met.
What kind
before.
Of packet of shit do they have?
No, they have like 6 pictures they want to sign.
They're not fans. They're selling that stuff.
Yeah,
on eBay. They're like the paparazzi. When you see like, you know,
yeah,
someone come out of like, you know, Sushi Roku or whatever it is, if you sign this, and they have like this binder full of mm-hmm. like shit, and then right. they turn around and sell it on eBay.
Right. Oh, that's annoying.
But no, you know how you get them to not sell it on eBay?
You're making them business.
Do you ever sign someone else's name?
No. This is how you get them to not sign it. You ask for their name, and then you write their name on the picture. Like, to blah, blah, blah.
You shouldn't misspell your name. Like,
No, but her name is better because who the hell wants to write like a who wants to buy a two Fred, and then
that's true.
That's a good point. All right, okay. Now, did the fans ever get creepy? Like, have pictures of you? Like, I know there's a couple hot pictures of you on the internet when you're going out and you're wearing like your fuck me boots, and you know you have the hot red lipstick, and you know you definitely you look like the people have you signed those pictures.
Yes,
or no?
I've signed those pictures before.
Is that kind of weird?
Yeah, it's a little bit creepy because I'm just like, how far are you on my Instagram timeline, and how the fuck are you getting this photo onto your computer when Instagram is supposed to only be for your phone? So, like, it's a little creepy.
For MySpace pictures.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. My fucking MySpace account. Jesus Christ.
That is so funny. I can only imagine. Well, listen, you can follow me, MMA Roasted. You can follow me, Adam Comedian, AdamHunter.com. Thank you, Fox Sports. Thank you, DJ Shrope. You guys are the best. Take care. Thank you, Marina Shafir. Where can people find you, Marina?
Again.
Marina, where can people find
Marina
you?
Marina Shafir everywhere.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.